Now it happened as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Verse 34. Now, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Praise the Lord. Precious Father, we thank you for this privilege. Thank you, Lord, for the words of eternal life. We ask that the grace of your word be released upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for a fresh touch from you this morning upon our lives, upon our situations, upon our circumstances, in the name of Jesus. By the power of your word, Lord, visit every one of us here this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for your grace upon my life. I have no words of my own. Breathe upon me the breath of life and reach out to every one of us, including myself, in the name of Jesus, that your words will be heard, your voice will be heard, in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of distraction and the powers that want to steal the word of God. We rebuke them and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will reign at this moment in the name of Jesus. For you are in your temple, Lord. Speak to every one of us and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I hear a living amen? Amen. Let's have our seats. Briefly this morning, the topic before us is when God shows up. Hallelujah. When God shows up. One key word there in the theme of our discussion this morning is the word "when," which has to do with time. The Bible tells us in scriptures that there is time for everything under the earth. The Bible made us understand that God lives in timeless eternity, so time is within his control. He can do anything at any time. Whenever he wants to do it and how he wants to do it, he has total control and powers to do whatever he wants to do. Praise Master Jesus. In the scripture we read in Acts chapter 16, if you remember the background of that story, Paul and Silas, you know, God sent them to Macedonia. Remember, on their way, on their missionary journey, a vision appeared to Paul. The Bible says, a man of Macedonia calling, say, come over to Macedonia to help us. And Paul, by that revelation, perceived that God was calling them to Macedonia to minister, to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ there. So as usual, they obeyed and went to Macedonia. And when they got to the city of Philippi, the Bible says, as we're going to the place of prayer, they met this girl, as we read in the scriptures. The Bible said this slave girl was possessed with a spirit of divination, spirit of fortune telling. In fact, she had masters. If you read closely, the Bible did not just say master. So there were many persons profiting from this demon-possessed girl. She was a slave and at the same time possessed with a spirit of divination. And in fact, this girl came out and said, declaring, these are the men who have come to show us the way of the Lord. And honorarily, you will be thinking, this one is of God. But by the grace of God, Paul, by the spirit of divinity, the spirit of discernment, was able to know that this very one is not from the Lord. And Paul rebuked the spirit and commanded the spirit to come out. Of course, what was the intention of the devil there? He wanted to distract them from that mission that, you know, they had a back on to preach the gospel at that time. And when the spirit was cast out, then the trouble broke out. The masters discovered that, no more money for us, because this spirit that be fetching us money is gone. And that was the genesis of the arrest of Paul and Silas. They took them to the authorities. The authorities ordered them to be beaten. If you read the scriptures very well, the version I read, they were beaten with rods. They tore their clothes, beat them with rods. And if you read the scriptures very well as well, they were wounded as a result of the beating. As if that was not enough, the jailer was commanded to ensure that they are properly locked up in the prison. And the Bible says when the jailer received that instruction, he put them where? In the inner prison to ensure that they do not escape. Praise the Lord. So they were in pain in the prison with their wounds. In verse 33 of the scripture we read, let's look at it. Verse 33. So he took them the same hour of the night. Sorry, that's not where I want to read, sorry. Verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Honorably, one will be saying, in that state, with their wounds, with the pains, they would have been crying, they would have been complaining and mourning. So, we came to preach. Look at what has happened to us. Look at it, we are now naked. All our clothes have been torn. They would have been sad. But what they resolved to do at midnight was to pray and to sing to the God of the heavens. Hallelujah. They did not just do it to fulfill all righteousness. They did it joyfully. And to the point that the Bible said the prisoners, other prisoners that were in that prison, the Bible said they did what? They hate them. They praise God. They worship Him. The God whom they were suffering for. Hallelujah. The God who sent them on this assignment, they praise Him. And I tell you the truth. Why they praise Him? Their praises. Of course, Scripture tells us that God inhabits the praises of His children. It has not changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The praises got heaven's attention, and God moved His throne to that prison with them. Of course, you know that even in the earthly realm, men of authority, men of power, when they are moving, they don't move alone. They don't move ordinarily. So you don't expect, if God, you will not expect God to just move and everything will remain normal. Praise the Lord. Are you with me this morning? Praise the Lord. So you will not expect God to move and everything will just be normal. God came down. Let's look at verse 26. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. I want to remind us that our theme for this year is dwelling in God's presence. So when we're talking about when God shows up, we're talking about God's presence actually. Now there are three dimensions of God's presence. Three dimensions. The first dimension is God's omnipresence. God is everywhere. He's everywhere. He feels everywhere. He feels everything and it's everywhere. God's omnipresence. The second dimension of God's presence is God's, indwelling presence. When you give your life to Christ, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 6, the Bible tells us that our body is what? It's the temple of the living God. So God dwells inside of every believer. The third dimension of God's presence is God's manifest presence. God's manifest presence. That is where God reveals Himself. That's where God comes into action with evidence to show that He is His presence. Praise the Lord. So from time to time, God will always manifest His presence. That omnipresence, that indwelling presence, He comes out to reveal it, to show us. And that's what exactly happened. So when we say, when God shows up, we are saying, when God manifests His presence with evidence. And it's so clear in this scripture that is before us. The Bible says there was an earthquake. The earthquake happened because God came down in His manifest presence. And I tell you the truth, whenever God comes down like this, something must happen. Hallelujah. So when God shows up, there is usually evidence, proofs. Even the earth surrounding that prison felt it. And the air shook. If you read the Psalms, David will tell us that the voice of the Lord is upon what? The many waters. The voice of the Lord made the foundations of the earth to shake. And it talks about His manifest presence. Three key things in that verse 26 that when God shows up will usually happen. Three key things. In that verse 26. One, you see that when the earthquake shook, the Bible says the foundations of the prison were shaking. So the first thing you see there is the foundation. God, the foundation has to do with the root. God will not just come to do some just shabby things. He deals with our foundations. So when God shows up, he goes to the root of your matter to address it and settle it. By the foundations of the prison shaking, you know, God dealt with the principalities in charge of that territory that be trying to stop, you know, the ministry of the gospel. Because if you read down, if you read down beyond 34 that we read, even when this thing has happened, you know, the magistrates and others were not aware. But the magistrates, the following day, the magistrate on his own has already decided, go and release this man. Because a spiritual force, the powers that have been against the word of God, have been judged by the earthquake shaking the foundations of that place. So the foundations of the prison were shaken. Another thing you can see in that passage again, the Bible says that all the doors were open. Praise the Lord. Not some of the doors. It made it so clear to us that there were so many doors in that prison. Of course, you know that they were kept in the inner prison. Meaning that you must pass through one, two, or three before you get to the very inner one. And not just be kept in the inner ones. The Bible said they were chained so that they would not escape. All the doors were open. And I want to let us know this morning that in our lives, in our destiny, there are doors that must be opened for us to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. You will agree with me that if they had remained in that prison, they will not be able to fulfill God's purpose. Is that not true? They will not be able to fulfill it. So those doors must be opened. Maybe the doors of academic excellence have been closed against you. Maybe the doors of financial breakthroughs have been closed against you. Maybe the doors of progress that will make things to go smooth in your life have been closed against you. Maybe the doors of prosperity, the doors of greatness, the doors to your open to your greatness have been closed against you. When God shows up, every door that has been closed against you is open. Hallelujah. I want to decree this morning, as I join my faith with the faith of my father, the chaplain, that every door that has been closed against you, as the Lord manifests himself this morning, they'll be open in the name of Jesus. You saw in that place that even right there, because of the indwelling presence in the life of Paul, he commanded that spirit to shake out. And the spirit had one option, only one. And the option was what? Was to leave. So he took charge. But sometimes when we ask, why will God allow us to pass through some of these things? Those that may not think deeply, we still ask, why did God not act? Why did he allow them to be beaten first? Why did he allow them to be kept in the prison? Where was God? God was where he has been from the very beginning. But you know what? God will allow certain things to happen in your life so that he can manifest his power in your life. Praise the Lord. Remember what God told Martha and Mary. Jesus told them, did I not tell you that you will see the glory, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord? So whatever you are passing through now, just think about it. God wants to show his glory through that thing that you are passing through. He wants to manifest his glory. How would they know? How would the people in Bethany at that time know that Jesus can raise the dead if Lazarus did not die? How would they know that God can make a woman of 60 years, of 70 years, of 90 years to give birth to a child? Eh? If Sarah did not experience it, how would we know? Praise the Lord. So God will be watching. The devil may be playing football. He may be, God will be seated watching. Allow him. is only pushing me to showcase my glory in the life of this my son, the life of this my daughter. And I pray for you this morning that the God Almighty will showcase his power in your life in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, it will work for you. Because it is the word of God, not the word of man. And so the doors, the Bible said, all the doors were open. So I don't care to know how many doors have been closed against you. As God appeared in your life this morning, those doors will be open in the name of Jesus. And I want to declare again that even in the remaining days in this year, every door that ought to be open to you this year, 2020, before the end of this year, they will be open in the name of Jesus. God will do it in his own way. Sometimes it will come by earthquake, but other times it will come by fire. Hallelujah. Now, I was told a story, something that happened in this community some years back. This man was, you know, partly insane, all this imbalance, not totally mental, for, you know, a number of years. He will still do some normal things that every other person does, but it was obvious that he was not okay. You know what happened? His family house, one of the days, I was not told what actually happened, but the family house caught fire. When that house got burnt, that was the day that the man became normal. Praise the Lord. So God will do some strange things. You may not understand. He will be working so that, you know, you will be set free, so that his power will be made manifest. So God can use any means to do whatever he wants to do to showcase his power and his glory in your life. Now look at the other thing that happened in that same verse 26. The Bible says that everyone's chains were what? Were loose. You talk about the chains. The things that have held you in one position. The stagnations that you have experienced. The delays that you have experienced. They have to do with the chains of life. The disappointments that you have experienced, the frustrations, the sicknesses that will not make you to make progress in life. The delays and the abuse, those things that they are there, they are like obstacles to your progress. They will not let you to raise your hand to do anything meaningful. They are the chains. And the good news that when Jesus comes, when he shows up, every chain, no matter how big, no matter how long they have been there, they obey him. They can't stay in his presence. They can't stay. The Bible says everyone's chains were loose. And I believe God this morning, and I believe that that's why this message, this topic was chosen. Not because I'm the one preaching it, but because that this day and in these remaining days in this year, anyone that's been chained down, as the Lord appeared this morning and show up himself in your life, those chains will be broken in the name of Jesus. As those chains were not able to stand the presence of the Lord, no matter how long you have been in that situation, you are rising up in the name of Jesus. Everyone's chains were loose. And so when these three things were accomplished, you see other things unfolding in the scriptures. If you read verse 27 and 28, and the keeper of the prison and waking from sleep, you can imagine the one that was asked to watch over the prisoners, what was he doing? He was sleeping. He was sleeping. The earthquake itself did not wake him up. He woke up. At the time he woke up, he only saw that the doors were what? Were open. I pray for you this morning that God will cause your enemies to fall into a deep sleep. In the name of Jesus.
Before they will wake up, you have escaped. Before they will wake up, all your doors will be open. They will only be asking, how manage? And there's nothing they can do. In the name of Jesus. They will just obey. In Psalm 24, remember the scriptures. See, let's read Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Look at what the scripture says. Let's look at verse 7. Say, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And what will happen? And the King of what? Of glory shall come in. And they were asking, trying to challenge, who is this King of glory? Said the Lord, what? Strong and mighty. The Lord what? Mighty in battle. The voice declared again, lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. See, who is this King of glory? The Lord of what? Of hosts. He is the King of glory. So every he has the final say. As the King, he declares, and it's final. That's the implication of what they are saying. See, he's the King. That means his word is final. So whatever God has declared concerning you, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. But I must let us know a few things, and I will summarize this message. In that same scripture, one thing I saw there is that God has shown up in verse 30. Look at what the jailer said. The jailer has seen the hand of God. This hard-hearted man has seen the glory of God, has seen the power of God. This is a man, after receiving charge, he kept them in the inner prison. Now he has seen the power of God. He said, "Sirs." He was talking to what? Supposed prisoners, is that not? Sirs, what must I do to be what? To be saved. Ah, hallelujah. This time around, is the one begging for the what? For the gospel. I want to hear it. Tell me now. He suddenly realized that he's not saved. Hallelujah. So you see that the key to this man's life, destiny, was in the hands of Paul and Silas. And God took them to that prison so that this jailer can have a testimony, because they will believe him more in the court. Hallelujah. If they are to stand to make testimonies and statements, they will believe him. Say, I was there when it happened. You know our prison, how secure they are. But all the doors, everything, both chains that I locked up, everything was open. I was there. I saw it. They have a God that we don't have. I know he will be preaching that gospel. Say, what must I do? And when, because God showed up, he, you know, himself and his family were saved. Because of what God will do in your life, people will come to ask you, how are you doing it? And that will be an opportunity for you to preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. What God will do in your life will attract men to you. And what you will do is to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they will be saved in the name of Jesus. Some need sign to be saved. And your life will be a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus. So what happened? They gained freedom. When God show up, he gives you freedom, total freedom. Hallelujah. In verse 33 and 34, the Bible says that this man, he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. If you read another version of that scripture, it talks about their wounds. So they were actually wounded. Then this man began to wash their wounds. Hallelujah. This is what I call healing. This is what I call restoration. God, using the same person who have mocked you, to be the same person. Those who have, whatever they have destroyed, they will use our hands to make it, the wizard had to build it again in the name of Jesus. He started washing their wounds. And they obtained favor. But also, he brought them to his house. Hallelujah. And he set food before them. Amen. That's what I call favor. That's what I call loving kindness of the Lord shown to them. As the Lord show up for your sake, you obtain favor in the name of Jesus. You will obtain favor in the name of Jesus. Last scripture. Last scripture, Luke chapter 7. That's the last scripture we'll read. I will stand up to pray now. Luke chapter 7. Are we there? Luke chapter 7. We read from verse 11. Now it happened the day after that he went to a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Hallelujah. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Hallelujah. When God shows up, he turns your mourning into joyful dancing. Hallelujah. You can imagine, this will be the sorrow of all sorrows, because he's a widow. And the only hope, the only one he can say, "At least this one, I have this one." He can use that one to remember the husband. "At least there's a son I had for him." The only hope. It's possible also this young man who died was the sustaining, you know, he was the one sustaining the mother. And now this hope was gone. Well, but when Jesus appeared, when Jesus showed up, the sorrow of this woman was turned to joy. As the Lord appeared for you in this season, your sorrow will turn to joy in the name of Jesus. And he said to her, "Do not weep." You will not weep in the name of Jesus, because God will appear for your sake in the name of Jesus. And there was restoration. He said he handed over this young man full of life now to the mother. And the Bible says in verse 16, "Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen among us, and God has done what?'" Are you with me? God has what? Visited his people. Ah, I pray for you at this moment that in the remaining days of this year, God will visit you in the name of Jesus. You will not weep in the name of Jesus. You can imagine, Jesus met the woman at the gates. One thing I have discovered, God is never late. Hallelujah. God is never late. In this woman's mind, she was already in a way consoling herself. "After all, I have cried enough now. There's nothing I can do. They have already put the young man." You know that once they have put somebody inside coffin, those who have faith, they have realized their faith. Sometimes when somebody dies, they can put the person there. I'll be praying. Well, I've seen that kind of thing before. They were praying. At the point as we're praying, the prayer was going down. At the time, okay, the apostles said, "Okay, we have tried our best." Some will say, "God has given, God has taken," and they put the person inside the coffin. And once they have done that, everybody will realize they are praying. So at this point, it was like, the woman said, "Let's go to the cemetery." They were going to the cemetery to bury it. But Jesus appeared at the gate. Hallelujah. You will not miss your visitation in the name of Jesus. As you go about your business in this season, you will meet Jesus on your way in the name of Jesus. And anything that be troubling your life, he will settle it for you. He will put a smile in your face in the name of Jesus. I want to stand on your feet as we give glory and praise to the Almighty God, the one that liveth forever and ever. Give him all the glory, because God is working. He is working for you. His manifest presence is already working. Just give him praise, give him praise. When God shows up, everything changes. Everything changes. He does not leave any stone unturned. Just give him glory. Say, Father, I thank you. Don't be silent in his presence. Paul and Silas, even in that situation, they were praising God. You have no other option than to praise the God. If you have understanding and insight and revelation, begin to praise God. Give him glory. Say, Father, I know that you are there for me. I know that I have you. I am not afraid. You are the one standing for me. You are appearing for me. The God who shows up for me in the day of my trouble. The Bible said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Father, I thank you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I worship you. You are the Lord. You are the God of glory. The God of all flesh. You are turning everything around. Just give him glory and praise. Give him glory. That situation is turning around. Don't be silent in his presence. God is already here. He's working. Don't be silent in his presence. That thing is working out for you. Don't give up. Go and try again. God will meet you on the way. He will change the story. He will change the story. He will raise men for you. He's working wonders now. He's a water-working God. He's a water-working God. All the doors that have been closed against you now, they are being open now. They are being open. You are coming out alive with a fresh testimony of the goodness of the Lord in your life and in your family, in your ministry. God is working wonders. God is working wonders. That sickness is not unto death. Halegebo shalabaragadasa. In the name of Jesus, that sickness is not troubled. By the power of your presence, Lord, every sickness is judged and we cast them out. The spirit of infirmity, oh Lord, we arrest now by your manifold presence. We judge every contrary spirit in the name of Jesus. By the power of your presence, you are the Lord. Father, we decree and declare, Lord, the foundations have been working against us. Father, by your manifold presence, they are shaking, and all the forces, all the things buried, they are uprooted now. By the power in the name of Jesus, we take authority in the name of Jesus. We overcome now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. Take all the glory. Just worship him. Worship him. He's done great things. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Father, I appreciate you. Thank you, our Father, for what you have done. Hallelujah. You have removed all the obstacles, all the delays. You have given me a new song. I'm grateful, Father. Thank you for the new song. That woman began to sing a new song from the gate. The story changed. Everybody that were mourning with her before, they changed their mood. Joy has come. When Jesus appears, when Jesus shows up, joy comes. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Ah, I walk in the joy of the Lord. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And I hear living, amen. Because God wants to reap glory, he will show up so that he will be praised. And I pray this moment that Father in heaven, the reason for which you brought this topic, so that we can be visited by your manifest presence for evidence to show that you are the God of Israel. I ask in the name of Jesus, is there anyone here, Lord, passing through the midnight experience? Lord, as they look up to you, as they open their mouth to praise you and to call upon your name, Father, I pray that you appear in the name of Jesus. And no power will be able to challenge you in the name of Jesus. Take all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for the new song you have released into our mouth. We will sing it and we will dance it to your glory and to your praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
As announced earlier, let me invite the media crew to come and tell us something about our website.